A lawyer for News International at the Leveson Inquiry into Press Standards has apologised for phone hacking carried out at the News of the World. Rodri Davis acknowledged that the practice had been more widespread than initially thought, but he denied that it extended to journalists at the Sun newspaper. Our correspondent Peter Hunt has been at the hearing.
This was the latest mea culpa by News International. Their barrister, Rodri Davis QC, said the illegal interception of voicemails by the News of the World was wrong, shameful, and should never have happened.
We accept that phone hacking at the News of the World was not the work of a single rogue reporter. We accept that there was no public interest justification for it, and we further accept that it was not the subject of a proper and thorough investigation until the Metropolitan Police began Operation Wheating in January this year.
Mr. Davis took issue with the suggestion aired in court yesterday that the Sun newspaper had been involved in hacking and that as many as 27 News of the World employees had taken part, along with the paper's royal editor Clive Goodman. He and the private investigator Glenn Mulcair were jailed in 2007. But, and it's a striking but, the News International lawyer didn't contest the idea, raised by Robert Jay, counsel to the inquiry, that even after Goodman and Mulcair had been imprisoned, phone hacking may have carried on at the Sunday tabloid.
I am not going to give any guarantees that there was no phone hacking by or for the News of the World after 2007. If phone hacking continued after that, it was not, as it appears, what Mr. Jay described as the thriving cottage industry.
In his opening submission on behalf of Associated Newspapers, which publishes the Daily Mail, Jonathan Kaplan QC said as far as the company was aware, none of their journalists had engaged in phone hacking.